A jury has found a Bellevue man not guilty of threatening a local Muslim woman with a gun. Advocates had called the incident a hate attack and pushed for authorities to investigate. KUOW's Liz Jones has the story.
The woman who reported the incident is Asha Gobana. She's a mother of 10, originally from Ethiopia. She owns a small grocery store in Burien. Advocates who helped with her case say she's not ready to talk about the verdict. The incident happened in March outside a 7-Eleven in SeaTac. In court documents, Gobana describes a man who hit on her. She says he called her sexy and asked where he could get a Muslim lady. Then she alleges he pulled a pistol out of his pocket and said, "I hate Muslims. I don't trust them." According to court documents, 7-Eleven surveillance video shows an object that appeared to be a gun. Police interviewed the suspect. He said he did hit on Gobana, but that he did not have a gun. Authorities brought two charges against the man, malicious harassment and unlawful display of a weapon. A jury found him not guilty. Arsalan Bukhari is with the Council on American-Islamic Relations, an advocacy group. He says it's been an emotional ordeal for Gobana, but she did the right thing.
You know, all I was thinking about are just the millions of children and millions of American Muslim women who every day face threats based on their religious background. That is why I'm so thankful that Ms. Gobana set an example for them all on how to respond when these things happen.
Bukhari says his group tracked a record high level of anti-Muslim hate crimes last year. That's just reported cases. Bukhari says many Muslims are often too afraid to speak out. In Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.